Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, January 16th. Happy 42nd birthday to Hamilton star Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
I'm Chris Swan, and here are your top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency for Georgia ahead of today's expected winter storm. The Swanee Arts Center is launching 2022 with the work of visual artist Dice Carter. The National Weather Service warns of possible black ice on roadways after winter weather moves through Georgia. Gwinnett County Public Schools and the Health Department are co-hosting COVID-19 vaccination clinics at local high schools. Four apartments in Norcross were damaged by an early morning fire. And finally, a man who was beaten and kicked by Gwinnett police officers on Sugarloaf Parkway has reached a settlement with the county.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG
now. It's snowing.
Oh, no. Okay,
I have been through this before in Montana. Now, nobody lick any flagpoles.
Governor Brian Kemp took a preemptive step to address the winter storm expected to move through North Georgia this weekend by issuing a state of emergency declaration for about 91 counties on Friday night. The governor cited the fact that the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for North Georgia, dipping as far south as Gwinnett County on Friday afternoon, as part of the reason for his declaration. Weather forecasters are predicting ice, snow, freezing rain, and sleet on Sunday, with as much as 5 inches of snowfall in parts of the forecast area, although it could be higher in areas where the elevations are higher. As the Weather Service's forecasts for today's anticipated storm have evolved, it is warned that at least communities north of Interstate 20 are expected to be impacted in one way or another. Governor Kemp highlighted that fact in his state of emergency declaration, as well as forecasts for wind gusts between 25 and 35 miles an hour. Swanee Arts Center kicks off 2022 with the opportunity to broaden visitors' worlds by opening minds and hearts to the artwork of painter Dice Carter. Winter art classes also began in late January. The Arts Center is located in the city of Swanee's Visitor Center. The first featured artist this year is Dice Carter. Born in Brooklyn, New York, and transplanted to Atlanta as a youth, his inspiring personal and artistic journey is translated visually in his work. Carter's personal journey started with a difficult beginning. The fall of the World Trade Center served as a catalyst for his move to Atlanta in 2003. He painted his first canvas in 2016 after getting jobs that afforded income for art supplies, and since then, he has not looked back. The National Weather Service issued a warning early Friday morning that roadways north of Interstate 20 will likely be covered in black ice tonight and tomorrow morning because of the winter weather expected to move through North Georgia this weekend. The Weather Service's special weather statement said snowfall, upwards of 7 inches depending on the elevation, is expected to be the heaviest in far northern Georgia, in an area extending as far southward as Gwinnett and Barrow counties. A winter storm watch has been issued for that area. In addition to snowfall and ice on the roads, the Weather Service is warning residents to be prepared for power outages and trees coming down under the weight of heavy snow and ice. The rest of North Georgia is expected to get a mixture of freezing rain, sleet, and snow, with up to 2 inches of sleet and snow possible above Interstate 20.
Girl, you look good, want you vax that thing up. You's a decent-looking brother, want you vax that thing up. Act a fool asleep, need to vax that thing up. Herd immunity, want you vax that thing up.
Gwinnett County Public Schools and the Gwinnett, Newton, and Rockdale Boards of Health, along with other health partners, are hosting several opportunities for people to get COVID vaccinations at local high schools through mid-February. People interested in getting vaccinated do not need to make an appointment before showing up to one of the clinic sites, although a parent or guardian must accompany any child between the ages of 5 and 17. The clinic will administer the Pfizer vaccine, which comes in 2 doses. Anyone who has already gotten both doses of the Pfizer vaccine but has not yet received their booster shot can get it at one of the clinic sites if it has been 5 months since they got their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. People who got the Moderna vaccine must wait 6 months after getting their second dose before they can get a booster, while people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will only have to wait 2 months. Most clinic sites will handle anyone ages 5 and older, but one clinic at Parkview High School this week will only accept people ages 12 and older. Visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for the list of clinic venues and schedule.
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh? 100%
probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Green screen trained and timely.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leaks.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe. You
can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
The professional bull riders return bigger,
badder,
bolder for an all-new 2022 season.
Maybe, just maybe, the impossible can happen.
Join us for the PBR Gwinnett Invitational, January 22nd and 23rd at Gas South Arena.
There is your proof!
Get yours today at PBR.com and AXS.com and find out what it means to be cowboy.
A fire that began in the HVAC utility closet caused damages to four apartments at a complex in Norcross early Thursday morning. Crews were called to a two-story, eight-unit building at the Summit at Dawson Apartments on Chase Lane at 1:22 a.m., and firefighters had the flames under control by 2:12 a.m. after more than 40 minutes of battling it. About 30 people were evacuated from the building while crews worked to bring the fire under control. Investigators believe the fire was an accident that started in an HVAC utility closet in an apartment on the second floor of the building. They have not yet been able to determine the exact cause of the fire. No one was reported to have been injured by the fire, but there was one dog from the apartment where the fire began who was missing as of Thursday morning. A man who was beaten and kicked by county police during a traffic stop in the middle of Sugarloaf Parkway in 2017 has reached a $400,000 settlement with Gwinnett County officials. Attorneys for Demetrius Hollins announced the settlement this week. Hollins' encounter with former Gwinnett County Police Sergeant Michael Bongiovanni and Officer Robert McDonald made international headlines in April 2017 after two videos of the officers showed them punching and kicking him in the head. The settlement was approved by county commissioners this month. Mr. Hollins' attorneys, Chris Stewart and Justin Miller, said the settlement is one of the largest for a non-lethal, non-gun-related police use of force incident in Gwinnett County. Sergeant Bongiovanni testified against Officer McDonald at his trial and, in exchange, received a 10-year sentence that includes 6 months in Gwinnett's work release program, 5 months of home confinement, and the remainder on probation. Meanwhile, Officer McDonald was sentenced in November of 2020 to 10 years probation, with the first 11 months spent on house arrest, and was barred from holding a law enforcement job or Georgia Peace Officer Standards and Training certification.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group.
Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.